This is Ozarks at Large on KUAF 91.3 FM. Thursday, for the ninth consecutive year, there will be a big, free Thanksgiving meal at First United Methodist Church in Siloam Springs at 325 East Twin Springs Road. The meal is open to all, and for people in the Siloam Springs area unable to make it to the church, Thanksgiving meals will be delivered. David Graves helps organize the annual meal.
I've learned that I've got such a great crew of helpers that come in and volunteers with such wonderful, beautiful servants' hearts that each year I get to do less and less. So that's a good thing, I guess. I sit back and just drink coffee for the most part.
Now, you say that, but when does the preparation start?
We will start ordering food a couple of weeks ago on that and put out sign-up sheets for volunteers, put some notifications in the paper and some radio spots so people know to start calling in. The phone has been ringing at home already for the last 3 weeks, people looking for meals or looking to volunteer.
How many people do you expect to see or to serve?
A total, guessing about 375 to 400. Person I work with in Siloam Springs has done a good job of letting the schools be notified about this. So a lot of kids have been notified through schools and have already received more phone calls than usual.
So up to perhaps slightly more than 400. How will that work on Thanksgiving morning?
It'll be very busy. I'll start about midnight just getting the birds in the oven. And about 5 o'clock, that's when everything really starts to kick in and get the things prepared and heated up and ready to go.
And then at what time do the doors open?
Doors open at 12 o'clock noon at our church at 325 East Twin Springs in Siloam Springs. We will start making deliveries about 11 o'clock. I think last year we delivered about 125, 150 meals.
A lot. How many birds will you have in the oven?
This year I'm going to bump up to 16. They're full boneless turkeys on that, so 100% yield, so we get a lot more servings per that way without having to carve around bones.
Do you have enough volunteers?
Always have more than enough. That's the best thing about it. So a lot of people will either be in the kitchen or be out in the fellowship hall talking to people or just helping serve food, so we have a great staff of volunteers.
Now this year, you don't stop at Thanksgiving. There's going to be Christmas delivery?
Correct. We are going to start our first Christmas Eve delivery. Those that need to either maybe come in and pick up a meal or that are shut in that need a meal delivered to them, we will deliver that afternoon, probably around 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Any idea how many of those deliveries?
Absolutely. Going into this so blind, Kyle, I have no idea what to expect. I think that we will do a good job of letting people know during Thanksgiving of what we're doing, so hope to have a base number set up upon what we do for Thanksgiving.
Where does the food come from?
I buy this through local suppliers at supply area restaurants, and we just sort of raise funds throughout the year, so this is just totally support-driven by volunteers.
Okay, so midnight, the birds start to go in, and they obviously don't have 16 ovens, so it's a rotation?
4 large ovens. I'll get them all fit in there.
Really?
Yes.
Are you alone at this point? Just you, the coffee, and the
just
turkeys?
Just me and the coffee, and get the birds going and make sure that nothing flares up. And then about 5 o'clock, we'll have the volunteers come in. My main job really is to have the coffee made at 5 o'clock.
Ninth annual. Safe to say this has become a tradition now?
I think at 10 years it's become an official tradition. I'm not sure what the exact rules are on that. But yeah, it's I get asked about this even during the summertime. Hey, are we going to do this again? And, of course, as long as everyone's willing to come out and help and everything, it happens year in, year out.
David, as always, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Kyle.
David Graves is one of the organizers of the annual Thanksgiving meal at First United Methodist Church in Siloam Springs. The meal will be served beginning at noon Thursday at the church at 325 East Twin Springs Road in Siloam Springs. For more information about the Thanksgiving meal or the Thanksgiving and Christmas meal deliveries, David says you can call him at 479-524-3240. We'll read that number again at the end of this edition of Ozarks at Large.